1-0.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Docking Station, episode 13. Unlucky number.
The unluckiest of numbers.
Bad luck 13.
Yeah, that was a band. A very terrible band.
I still say we should just say this is 14, and it'll be like the hotel situation.
We should just say this is, we lost episode 13.
Well, I mean, hotels don't build the 13th floor, so why do we have to build the 13th?
Is that true though?
I think that's just, I like, don't know. Urban, I think that, I think,
I think you should, why don't you Google it right now?
Nah.
Nah.
Well, don't contradict me. If the proof ain't in the pudding, if you catch my drift.
Well, the proof might be in there. We're just too lazy to look.
So for all intents and purposes, I'm right.
No.
No, not at all.
No, yeah, I mean, no,
but you're not wrong.
You
either.
Guys don't want to look it up, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you right. Just,
well, in my world,
lazy.
It makes you right.
Yeah, whatever.
Remember, I don't live in the reality that you two live in.
So we took a week off.
Unintentionally.
Unintentionally. Shit happens. I'm surprised we made it this long without having to go a week off. We did 12
in
weeks
a row.
Straight.
Well, you guys did 12. I did 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. You missed an episode. Man, that was like the best episode, wasn't it? We had Steve on it.
Yeah, so good.
I think our chauvinistic comments were to an all-time low of that episode.
They were down.
Hey, there wasn't. I don't think we had a single one last episode.
Probably did.
I probably did. I'm sure there's people that just, like, whenever Joel says something, just fucking hit skip or something like that.
Or they just laugh because I'm pretty funny.
Maybe. Responses.
I would say I think I'm funny. Apparently, I get told I sound like Vince Vaughn.
Well, you do also strike an uncanny resemblance to Kenny Powers right now.
Well,
that goatee is looking sharp.
Yeah.
Well, that was your. He has a resemblance because that was his costume for Halloween.
Well, I mean,
Halloween
and
party, right?
I mean,
not just his costume. He also adapted
it's a lifestyle.
Kenny's way of life.
It's a lifestyle. You're fucking
really,
out.
There's not that much difference between Kenny Powers and Joel.
Except for the fact that he was actually popular once and is now washed up,
and I'm just continuously
washed up.
And had talent?
I have talent.
What are your talents?
I'm good at being a great friend, okay?
So he's good at being...
Well,
he's
okay.
Great at being a good friend, so you're not...
So
you're
definitely
good
not
at
grammar.
Being a great friend.
Definitely not speaking.
Well, no, I'm just like, you're not good enough to be a great friend. You're just a
No, I said I'm good at being a great friend. That's what I just said.
I thought it was... Well, it's recorded. We'll probably go back and...
We'll go back. We'll review the tapes.
Been slightly dyslexic in the last like year of my life without being around constant streams of steady knowledge going into my brain.
The internet.
So, what everybody doing that week off?
I played a Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
So,
a sample one or what?
There is one at the GameStop that me and Julian work near.
So that's what the little kind of iPad
tablet,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I bought a Wii. And
that's essentially the controller. Is
that
the tablet?
Is the controller?
Okay.
And the cool thing is, you can actually play games through the tablet. Like a real big kind of push is for the single TV household, which me and Julian and Joel don't live in this reality, but there are people that have just one TV,
mm-hmm.
and that TV is locked up. And if you have to share it with, like, a spouse, or if you have to share it with, like, kids, or share it
siblings.
With other people, it's nice being able to play the games that you own on that secondary device, which is interesting. And I really thought that looking at the pictures that it would not feel well. I did not notice the difference.
How big is it?
It's pretty big. I mean, it's probably about the size, a little bit smaller than an iPad.
Wow.
And basically, it's like an iPad, a little bit smaller, but vendor is
like a Kindle? Bigger than a Kindle, smaller than an iPad?
Just a little bit smaller than the iPad. It's a little bit like thinner. Mm. Like if you took an iPad and you scrunched it in a little bit.
It doesn't have as big of depth.
But you can, but there's buttons on the side and on the back, which have like... Nintendo controllers have always been really fucking good.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you said it felt comfortable and it actually didn't seem weird.
It didn't seem weird.
Starting with the Nintendo 64,
they've
always had the best controllers.
The only game that it had for me to play was the new Rayman game, which was, I mean, the new Rayman games look really good. Like, they have, they're 2D style games and they're like platformers. And it handled good. I didn't really use the touchscreen for much. I used it to kind of select which game I wanted to play, which there was only one option. There was a bunch of videos for other games, but the only thing that was really playable was the Rayman game, which it looked good. And it looks, I'm really bad as far as, like, video quality. Like, it was Xbox level for sure. I wouldn't say PS3 level, but it's definitely HD. looked really, really crisp. But, I mean, it's also on a TV, like, they have it tuned specifically for the device. It's not like I randomly plugged this into said Kmart TV and and went. But it looked really good. I'm still not going to buy one day one because there's no game for me that says I need to buy this. Because if you look at the launch lineup for the Wii U, it's a lot of remakes and stuff like that. It's a lot of, like, there's a Mass Effect 3 edition. There is a Arkham City. There's a lot of games that came out last year that are coming out for this system.
Go ahead, sir. Can you use the remote in game besides the remote? Like, is it like?
There's a controller. There's like a standard kind of like GameCube-esque controller.
But like the iPad, can you, like, I don't know, is there like a menu on there too?
There was information on there. I don't remember what it was, to be honest with you. I was playing that specific game, yes, you will be able to use it to control it. The only real original game that looked interesting was I forget the name of it, but it was like a superhero game where it was kind of like Pikmin, but you controlled little mini superheroes, and you kind of did stuff, drew little circles on the screen. It's not a multi-touch display. It's not like an iPad. It's a single touch, so you can't do gestures on it. You can't do things like that. But I'm a little bit more comfortable with the idea of the Wii U. It's just personally for me, I have no reason to buy it yet. I don't feel the need to, like, oh, it's new, I should buy this. Because I have other systems that play those games already in a little bit more.
And I think to further answer your question, luckily I do remember all the G3 conferences and all that crap. Or E3, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
To answer your question, yeah, there's like when they premiered it, there was a. There was an ad where you're playing Wii Golf on the TV. You have the normal controller as your golf club, and then the pad is actually on the floor as the screen, and it pretty much like is able to tell when you're swinging and how hard you're swinging by it being on the ground and you standing over it. It's also designed to further elaborate on what Keith said with the, like, the houses with a single TV. Some of the games are just purely going to be able to. You play it on the TV, so say you're sitting in the living room watching, or you're playing the Wii U, or the Wii whatever, Keith wants to watch TV, you can then switch it so that the game is just purely playing on the Wii U.
And there is a TV service that's tied into it, too. It will talk with TiVo-branded DVRs, so you can access DVR content to the Wii U. There is going to be like Netflix and Hulu and all those kind of standard streaming providers.
The stuff that Xbox and PS3 have had
for but there's actually going to be, like, live TV stuff, too, as well.
Like what Xbox has?
Well, with Comcast, but not with mainstream, like, not with, like, network TV.
Yeah, but on Xbox,
I can go and, like, watch sports and stuff like that.
Yeah, there is going to be some stuff like that. They have, like, a Nintendo TV service. They have not detailed all the partners yet, but that is something that's
kind of coming. But it's Nintendo, so I'm sure it'll be... at least on par with Xbox.
I haven't really cared about Nintendo for... a long time now. A
lot of nostalgia, but...
yeah.
Like, and I bought a Wii 6 months after it came out, and then as soon as I got my 360, it has been sitting at my parents' house just collecting fucking dust.
Yeah, like, all I would play is, like I said, Super Smash Brothers, Mario Party.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Really, I mean...
Zelda. But even then, like Twilight Princess was okay. I never really finished it, but it was all right.
My old roommates had, what was the last one, Skyward Sword or...
That one looked good.
But I mean, Zelda is just, I feel like it's the same game over and over. To me, it's like, it's always great, but I feel like over the years it's just gotten repetitive, and they have never really upped the graphics for Nintendo games, at least not for Zelda. Like, I feel like Zelda could be a very gorgeous game if they just put the time into it.
Yeah. But so. that's the Wii U. I mean, I was really skeptical before getting my hands on it. I was like, man, Nintendo's kind of screwing the pooch here, especially with the kind of like lukewarm sales that the 3DS has had. Like, I mean, there's that Wii printed money, but it is not for anyone at this table right now.
I mean, the remote just seemed, how expensive would it be if you like lost or broke one?
That's what I'm like $150-$200. Like, yeah, I think that's fuck. Like most of that system is wrapped up in that tablet thing.
Because it's like if you guys come over, you know, and I'm like, oh, I have one remote, I don't want to pay $150 for another one.
And it only supports, like, really one remote, because since it's spitting a signal to the tablet, if you hook up a second tablet, it actually halves the frame rate
But they'll probably have, like...
There is, like, more, a GameCube controller.
They'll probably have, like, stuff like that for Super Smash Bros. Because I can't imagine they're going to come out with another Nintendo system and not release those games.
Or it's going to be, like,
but
Mario.
Those games are always, like, fucking well behind. When Nintendo has done really well, you know, was, like, Nintendo 64 days. As far as, like, getting core Nintendo franchises at launch. We have not seen that. Since the 64. The GameCube, there was no Mario games like a year and a half after the GameCube came out.
I think there was... Wasn't there one for the Wii?
There was Luigi's Mansion at launch.
Oh, and then... Well, there was one of the Mario parties came out with Wii, too, I think.
Yeah, but it was... But, Zelda. Like, there was a Zelda game at launch, but it was an up-res GameCube game.
Yeah.
They added in the Wii components for Twilight Princess very late in the development of that game. But no Mario game at launch to Wii. No Mario game at launch at the GameCube.
The GameCube launch game was fucking...
It was Luigi's Mansion and some other bullshit.
GameCube was Luigi's Mansion and Samus Aran.
Rogue Squadron was pretty good, but like... And it's just like...
That didn't come out for GameCube, did it?
Yeah, it did. There was a GameCube
version? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
But yeah, it's just...
Metroid Prime, that's what I'm thinking about.
And
was
it's just
launch
like,
title.
How can you like... I would hold a Nintendo system till I had like a solid first party Mario or Zelda or Metroid game, mm-hmm. like till then.
Yeah, the only thing that really works with the problem Julian brought up is like Mario Party where you all take turns and then like pass the thing around, which would be cool, but at the same time I could definitely see people like losing interest.
Like the Wii.
Yeah, exactly.
The only game people played was fucking Wii Sports, and that because it was bundled with it.
And, Smash Brothers.
A lot of people brought Smash Brothers and Mario.
Yeah, like, I just imagine, they'll just release, the wireless remotes, the standard ones for four-party people.
And they did say that they're coming out with a Smash Brothers title.
Yeah, but it's going to take, 2-3 years to develop. Yeah,
exactly. So,
the Wii U would be, $100 after fucking that game comes out.
I mean, we don't like it, but I think...
There is an audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's, like, kids.
Yeah.
At this point.
It's families, too. I know a lot of my friends' parents that have, where my friends have, multiple siblings. There's a lot of parents that have a Wii in the house because it's fun and simple.
And they don't want... And it's like, Xbox, that sounds... Or PlayStation 3, that sounds scary and blah, blah, blah. There's people like, well, it's Nintendo. What harm can that do? Except, launch games like fucking Zombie U and fucking...
Yeah, but still...
Arkham City.
I was just playing Borderlands right now, and I can guarantee you, Zombie U, I'm not blowing up people's heads with rifles.
No, Zombie U, you will be fucking...
Really?
Zombies. It's a zombie game.
Yeah, but, all right. We'll see.
There's gore. There's gonna be gore. But yeah, so that was my early impressions. I wanted to talk about that last week, but we didn't have a show.
Yeah,
well,
that was basically it. Besides that, I didn't do shit.
What about you, Julian?
Not a thing, Joel.
Not a thing.
Awesome.
You have nothing to contribute.
Yeah,
we have no life outside of this podcast.
I work in this.
No.
This is all what I live for each week.
I don't. Yeah. No. I mean, you had that. You dressed up like Kenny Powers.
Yeah, I was Kenny Powers
probably,
this last weekend.
Probably all time best costume for you ever.
Yes, a seeing
that was for a party,
the show slash.
Well, no, it was for a party. Friday, our friend and one of the guy that plays drums for Keith's band, had a party in Santa Cruz. So me and Taylor went to that, and I kind of threw the costume together kind of last minute, but it actually ended up coming together pretty well.
Yeah, you had that black shirt, and
the only thing I'm pretty much missing, or I was missing, was cowboy boots and like a satellite belt buckle.
But
where the fuck
really
am
noticeable.
I gonna find a cowboy belt buckle?
Pretty sure you can find one.
There's a cowboy store in the mall.
I have a budget.
Yeah,
he has
that's
no money.
Your issue.
I'm poorer than both of you.
I could have taken you probably like somewhere on the like a swap
meet. Somewhere where you'd have to do all the speaking.
Probably and get you a good belt.
Somewhere where I'd be like, Julian, are you sure I can be here? Like the whole time, like a scared kid. You'd have to like hold my hand and walk me around.
Yeah. There's a lot of brown people here.
No, it's not even brown people. It's not brown people that sketch me out. It's like there's just certain landmarks from. I grew up in Watsonville, so. There was you could just tell, like, you'd drive past certain things and you'd be like, oh, okay, I probably shouldn't be here being a white male.
Okay, gotcha. Good bill buckle.
Good bill.
Yeah, I mean, at a swap meet, I wouldn't do it if I'm shaking.
All time best. Well, Halloween is tomorrow.
Halloween is tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
Tuesday, depending, or whenever.
This will come out on Friday, Halloween would have come and gone. Have you had any, like, Julian, have you any, like, spectacular Halloween costumes?
I was at tequila bottle one time.
That's pretty tight.
I like that.
No. No.
I had a good Wayne's World. I was Wayne one year, and that came out okay.
That was pretty good. The only thing I did,
Lieutenant Dangle one year.
Yeah, I do remember you did that. That was fucking hilarious.
A lot of people remember that the worst reasons.
2 years ago, my costume kind of bombed. I thought it was a good idea, but
poor implementation.
Yeah,
which is pretty much the story of your life, really. Just poor timing and implementation.
When I was, I tried to be retired Ace Ventura.
So, yeah, that was too high concept.
Yeah, I would not have gotten that.
Yeah. It's like Gungam Stein. It's like combining Frankenstein and Gungam style.
Somebody did that?
It was on South Park. But,
yeah, like...
It's like that type of costume where it's like, oh, I'm like old Ace Ventura. It's like, there hasn't been an old Ace Ventura, so... Like,
yeah, it was basically like...
You just look like Bruce Campbell.
I ran out of ideas.
You just look like Bruce Campbell.
I wish I looked like Bruce Campbell. Fuck, that would be great.
That was pretty much that.
Yeah, but besides that... Nothing. I mean, we had a Halloween show.
Halloween show?
Here in town.
It went okay.
It was all right. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, showed up on my bike. Yeah. My bike
you
around.
Looked really cute.
Yeah. I was a total hipster.
Yeah, besides that.
Got my messenger bag.
Just didn't get some calls back from some place that I was hoping to get a job at. So still on the hunt for that. And, been going on some walks every day. Try to make sure I get a little bit of minimal exercise in. Eating smaller meals, bunch of shit no one listening cares about, basically.
Hey, that's good. I mean, not as good as,
I'm Kenny Powers, you're fucking out, I'm fucking in.
Ponzo and Watch 2012, I lost 10 pounds on Weight Watchers as of Sunday.
Up high.
So, podcast high five. So that's going good. So I haven't really been feeling it too much. Like, the only thing I've eaten in the last couple hours, like I had some tiramisu, which I'm kind of scared to look up. But it's a little tiny thing, so it shouldn't be too bad. It should be like 7-8 points, maybe.
You probably just ruined it all.
No. The Ike's I had on Monday probably ruined it all.
Oh, that place is a fucking... Oh,
I
next time you go there, you need the Jamie Sierwich.
Nah, man. Matt Cain is like my go-to sandwich.
Yeah, but Jamie Sierwich is breaded chicken.
No.
Is that new?
It's like a secret menu. I don't know. Cody knows all the sandwiches.
I bet Cody knows all the sandwiches.
Don't you talk about my fucking brother like that.
He is your brother.
He is my brother. Not only in Ponsonness, but in looks.
Yeah.
But he's not your actual brother.
Similar interests. Well, we don't know that. Have you ever proved it? Have you ever put the two of us next to each other?
Prove it.
Well, I imagine you guys have probably been at shows together.
Yeah, but have you ever seen the two of us stand next to each other? That's my question, Julian.
Other people probably have. Okay. Keith, have you?
Yeah.
Problem
is there
solved.
An uncanny resemblance?
Pretty close. See, of course.
Exactly.
You add white guy and then fat guy and then bearded guy. There's that Venn diagram fucking overlaps quite a bit.
Well played.
Yeah, I know.
And I prefer slightly robust, man.
You're Rubenesque.
I'm not fat. My arms aren't fat. My legs aren't that fat.
You got a gut, bro.
Yeah, I just have a beer gut.
You have a dying fetus inside your stomach.
It's already dead.
You have a stillborn.
Anyway, so me and Joel's... Have you weighed yourself? Have you even lost any weight?
I lost a little bit, but we don't have a scale at the house.
Get a target, man.
I need to get one, yeah.
Get one of those job people to fucking...
one of those job people.
One of those people in your house that has a job. Fucking have one of them buy it.
All right.
Sick.
They don't listen to this, thankfully, so...
Yeah.
Meh.
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 Or you can just use my scale. I have a scale.
Ooh. I can weigh in before every episode?
You can, yeah.
And we can monitor. I can keep track of how much I've drank
before? I'm doing my weight loss, so I can give you some tips.
I'm down.
Give you some free Weight Watchers.
My biggest problem is I need to stop eating bagels in the morning.
Yeah, bagels are fucking terrible for you.
I know, but I love them so much.
So, like, I've just reduced...
I know you need to get, like, eggs and make, like, eggs with, like...
Egg whites.
Egg whites with, like, a little bit of cheese on top, scrambled.
No cheese.
Shut up. Is fucking a good alternative.
Eggs breakfast. With onion and bell pepper.
What are those two things you just listed?
Vegetables.
What are vegetables, Dad?
So, topic number one... To launch today, Well, not launched, but announced today, Disney fucking bought LucasArts.
For $4 billion.
Wait.
For $4 billion.
What was that?
I don't know. I thought Keith was going to do it with me, so no. I do the high pitch and he'd do the normal.
I just left you up to hang.
Yeah, you did. So now I look like a bigger douchebag than I already do.
I don't think I can do much worse than what you do to yourself.
You might be surprised.
I don't know about this. You guys told me when you got here that that happened.
So that's crazy.
So the two big things going on in the world right now, Disney pays $4 billion for Lucasfilm and the Frankenstorm, which I'm still not quite sure we know what the fuck that is.
Well, several hurricanes combined together on the Northeast Coast. So like,
it's the East Coast. It's no, all of it.
And the Carolina and Georgia and Florida haven't really been hit too hard, but fucking like New York.
I know they like evacuated parts of
the
New
Lower
York City.
East Side. Like was under like fucking like 6 feet of water or some shit like that.
There's sharks swimming around in New Jersey.
The subway. So you're saying street sharks is real?
Yes, street sharks. But the street sharks don't technically swim. They burrow underneath the cement.
Yep.
But are you saying so this is a street sharks reboot? Is what you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying Mother Nature.
Are you saying this is some sort of viral marketing?
I'm saying that Street Sharks is the only cartoon Mother Nature has ever approved of, and thus has delivered.
But yeah, rats are okay because I guess rats can swim. I was really hoping there'd be like a massive
an exodus of rat death.
Well, now there's going to be just rats in places that there wasn't typically rats before.
True.
So disease is going to spread pretty good.
Good.
Yep.
If I've learned anything from Dishonored, rats are bad.
I hope half the human race die soon.
It's fucked up, but
well, the rapture is coming.
Anyways,
I do. Sorry.
So one of the things announced with the Disney LucasArts buyout is
the first thing announced, I believe, besides
Star
the
Wars
itself.
7, with other Star Wars movies coming every 2 to 3 years in 2015.
So wait, it will be another trilogy? You think?
I think they'll do it till they run out of.
Yeah,
money.
No, they're just gonna keep.
Which,
they're gonna take it.
In Star
run.
Wars, it's fucking Prince money.
Like, look at fucking Disney. Like, I mean, they made how many Shreks have there been, and how many
that
people?
That wasn't Disney.
DreamWorks, boom.
You're right. My bad. Okay, bad example.
Isn't that like a Miramax?
Land
MGM?
Before
DreamWorks.
Land Before Time. Land Before Time.
Not Disney.
That's Disney.
No, it's not.
Bullshit. It's not.
Okay. They haven't made one in how long?
They've made a ton of them.
But they made
movies.
Like 7 of them.
There's like 8. No, Land
pretty
Before
sure
Time
Disney.
Is not Disney.
I think it's
the same studio that did Secret of Nim.
Oh, so I like Secret of Nim.
Oh.
Pick of the week, Secret of Nim.
I am not a Disney nerd, if you can't tell, people listening.
So something they did a lot of? I don't know. The Tuxedo? The Tuxedo? I don't. Where's Steve when you need him?
Yeah, seriously. Mr. Dean.
He's probably gonna.
I texted him. I wanted to get him for comment as our official Star Wars / Disney.
Now I don't give a shit. Obviously, this is something you two care passionately about. I don't. Another Star Wars movie to me just means nothing.
Well, just means one more thing for you to hate in the world.
I don't hate it. I just don't care.
I like it because there will be people that are over George Lucas that have a say in things in Star Wars. Because my opinion is that the worst enemy of Star Wars is George Lucas.
Yeah, whatever. Joel's going to have to be the one to
keep fucking doing little additions and shit, and I want someone to go no and like slap his hand.
Yeah, but it's his story.
Which he ripped off from like Hidden Fortress and like a bunch of other things.
You're missing the difference between George Lucas being
spaghetti westerns.
You're missing the difference between George Lucas being a good storyteller and being a good director. Being a bad director, yeah, that he is. Look at episodes 1, 2,
and 3.
He
can't write. He can come up with worlds, and that I appreciate that.
It was not Disney. It was actually Lucasfilms.
well played.
Uncredited. Universal Pictures. It was distributed by Universal Pictures.
What, Land Before Time?
Yep.
Crazy.
It was Sullivan Blue Studios, Amblin Entertainment, Lucasfilms, but that was uncredited.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Universal Pictures.
What about, just find me a Disney chain of movies, thanks. While you're on there.
I don't fucking know.
Anyways, yeah, like the Lucasfilms thing, like George Lucas is smart. Like there's probably very few conglomerates, dare I say, companies in the world that you could actually purchase for $4 billion that are actually worth that much money. And Lucasfilm.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers, that might.
MGM.
Yeah. So that's incredible. And I mean, he definitely has been, Lucasfilm is the center of that technology.
He's a shrewd businessman. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying that guy is dumb. I'm just saying that, like, that guy hasn't had anyone tell him no in a very long time.
No, what I'm saying from a technical business standpoint, like, that's incredible that he, A, even agreed to sell it. B,
Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
That's three of them.
Yeah, but those are all actually not that bad. Like, the third Toy Story.
People love them.
Well, but what I'm saying is, like, Pixar, you know, sometimes movies go on and on and on, and it's kind of like, okay, what's the point? Like, Lassie 2, yes, it exists.
Like,
yes,
Star Wars.
Boom, roasted.
Anyways.
Great, Anakin as a child.
Anyways.
Woo! Tell me about that time on Naboo.
Oh, God. Well, you're both haters.
There's aspects of Star Wars I like.
He likes the idea, you hate the idea.
Yeah. I think this is good.
You think it's bad.
I just don't want it. I just...
Star Wars in the last 15 years. Okay, prequels suck. We all agree on that. Why do they suck? Because George Lucas made them. Boom, roasted.
The reason they suck is because there's bad acting, bad execution. The story is still...
Overabundance of special effects.
That, okay, I'll definitely give you that.
Puppet Yoda is the best Yoda.
But the fact of the matter is... Yeah, okay, well, duh. But the fact of the matter is, it's his story to tell, and he told it. And yeah, he fucked up being a director and being a producer.
Who owns fucking Jim Henson Company? That's what I want.
Jim Henson?
His daughter, I think.
But they got to be like subsidiary of something.
Jim Henson, I believe, is part of Industrial Light and Magic at this point in time. I'm pretty sure that stopped being its own independent company when...
Well, we'll see. Because you also just thought Land Before Time was Disney. So
boom,
we'll
roasted.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, true.
But it says Lucas is going to serve as a creative consultant, but he does plan to retire.
Yeah,
he's got to. He's fucking old and fat. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten a fucking heart attack yet.
Well, he lives very lavishly.
But he's also over Star Wars because of people hating on Star Wars.
Yeah, and yeah. I said that earlier. Like I said, it's like he's kind of smart for getting rid of it because now all the hate's not going to be coming at him.
I think they're independent. Jim Henson Company. Because name Jim Henson things that suck.
He's never really done one.
Yeah, he hasn't done shit in a long time.
But him, because him and Lucas
And it's not him anymore because he's dead.
Yeah,
so
him and LucasArts or whatever you want to classify George's company as, like, minus obviously the relevant Star Wars discussion. Like, they were both relatively pioneers in their industry. Like, Jim Henson, like, when he started doing that stuff, there wasn't a lot of other people that did it, and there was no one that did it as well.
Well, there were
as
people
him.
That did it, but he did it better.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, there was no one that did it as well as him, and he definitely brought it, like. In that era, in that fucking decade, like, Jim Henson blew everyone's minds, and then so did George Lucas with the shit he did. Lucasfilm, whatever you want to call it, Industrial Light and Magic, the list goes on and on of companies George Lucas is associated with that he was just acquired by Disney. So, I mean, it's cool, whatever. There'll be a Star Wars theme park, I'll probably go. I'll probably punch everyone that's under the age of...
Well, there's already Star Tours.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it just came down to Disney got tired of paying royalties to fucking Lucasfilm for fucking all this shit for Indiana
Jones. The biggest
Jones.
Merchandising franchise in the history of mankind, I'm pretty sure, is Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Disney is one of the best marketing advertisement fucking...
As long as they don't do John Carpenter, but yes.
Yeah, exactly.
John Carter.
Whatever. See? That's why.
John Carpenter.
That's
Isn't
why.
Isn't he a director?
John Carpenter.
I mean,
Disney.
No, yeah, they just saw, like, hey, we can just make these movies and nerds will come out and flock to it despite message boards shitting on it and them shitting on it later, whatever.
Because as much as
they're
like,
still going to be stupid enough
as
to shekel out coin.
As much as I shit on, like, prequels and shit, I'll be the first dumb motherfucker in line.
Everybody will be like, this is terrible. How could you do this? I'll be there first. I'll be there opening weekend to see it.
I'll be open their opening day to fucking prove you wrong.
No, I'll see it by all means.
Yeah,
will I see.
Yeah.
Another Star Wars movie, but I don't have to necessarily be happy that the story is continuing.
I'm fine with the story continuing. I would hope it's...
See, but that's what I was saying earlier. I think the story has been continuing.
The universe is expanding.
Yeah.
It has been continuing.
Chewbacca is dead.
Yeah, which is fucking bullshit.
He died in the novel. Fucking,
they
like,
dropped a moon on him.
They dropped a moon on him.
He was the most epic sidekick ever. Fuck you, Robin. You can suck my dick.
R.A. Salvatore killed Chewbacca.
No. Yeah. The dude barely didn't even say shit. The only the dude with fucking Han Solo understood what the fuck he was saying.
Who cares though?
Actually, 3PO understands it.
Whatever. Still, nobody. You couldn't understand about what he could have been saying. And what anybody else was racist.
See, you guys are both so like, your life is all that matters.
Okay, what this guy over here? I live my own reality.
My opinions are always wrong. So for the rest of the podcast, I'm just not going to talk. How about that? Let's just do that. Is that great? Because my opinion's always wrong.
Yeah. Admitting that you have a problem is the first step to finding a solution.
Yes, apparently I'm always wrong.
Look, opinions are like assholes.
So yeah,
everybody has them. Shitty. I don't have to agree with your opinions. You're more than happy to have them.
You all did right. Not just make that up right now. Where did you get that from?
I think you've never heard that saying. Phrase? Are you a fucking retard?
That's a pretty common saying. I mean, I just don't, you know, I just don't like Star Wars, so I'm not going to think like Chewbacca is the most badass sidekick.
I think he'd be, I mean, I just say as far as like if I was Han Solo, like Chewbacca comes in handy. Someone try and gives you guff, fucking dude gets his arm ripped off.
Yeah, and even if you don't like Star Wars, and even if you don't think Chewbacca's the most badass sidekick ever.
You don't have to worry about him stealing your thunder because he just fucking, you know, like.
But at the same time, tell me that being taken out of a series or what, however you want to phrase that, dying by having a moon dropped on you.
How did that happen? How does
I didn't read the book, but they dropped the moon.
There's an ancient, there's an alien race that comes from another galaxy.
Oh, it's part of that shit.
It's part of that stupid series. And basically what they do is they grow creatures inside of planets that create their own gravity well.
Okay.
And so what it does is it basically, as it's splitting the planet in half, it's using the inverse planet's gravity to suck the moon down to the planet to further, basically eventually destroy the whole solar system that they're in.
But the planet would have been destroyed when this happened, right? Because it's a moon colliding into a planet, so I assume the planet would have been destroyed too.
Which is basically what happens. Right. But so it's basically at the last minute, they're evacuating people, and then Han is there picking Han and Leia are there rescuing, I believe it's their kids. I don't remember. It's been a while since I read that book line. And then Chewbacca is there. For some reason, he is the last person to try to get on the ship, and he basically tells Han, like, you don't have time to get me. Like, just leave. And, like, the final
and Han's like, yeah, fuck you, I'm leaving it.
You fucking smell like shit anyways.
So the final image that's painted is basically just, like...
Was this recent?
No, this is, like, 10 years ago.
Okay. So how do you know, as far as, you know, you guys can read, you know, you guys read the words translated Chewbacca was saying. But what if, like, okay, say this is happening, you know, and
I'm about to get so mad right now.
Chewie's like... You know, and his fucking Wookiee language is like, bro, come help me, bro.
And Han's like, fuck you, bro. But he reverts back to, like, when he shot Greedo first.
Only person that can understand him is Han.
He did shoot Greedo first.
He did shoot Greedo first.
Only person that can understand him is Han. So Han's like, okay, yeah, you want me to leave you? Yeah, man, thanks for the sacrifice. And he leaves, and everybody's like, wait, it was sweet having a life pact with you, but later. And everybody's like, you know, everybody thinks, oh, Chewie sacrificed himself, but Han's like...
You just insulted the greatest space swashbuckler of all time. I don't really appreciate
pretty
that.
Pretty sure he was portrayed as a dick. So.
He is a dick.
Yeah, wasn't he a dick?
He's a dick at first, but then he goes through an arc.
Well, I mean, he's a swashbuckler. He's a space pirate, basically.
So I'm not... How am I... You know, he's a scumbag, right?
He's also Han Solo.
Like human trafficking, basically, right?
Isn't that smuggling. What he wasn't smuggling people. He was smuggling...
smuggle people.
Okay, I thought it was a human trafficker.
No, he smuggles like...
Well, just in that one instance with the movies, but...
So what I have to go on.
Yeah, but no, it's like fucking drugs and goods and stuff.
Because, you know...
He does whatever he can to screw over the Empire, basically.
Quick timeout. So, I recently went on our Blogspot just because... It's like, hey, I'm going to check out what's going on over there, right?
What Blogspot? Our Blogspot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Docketbro.blogspot.com?
Back in the episode where I recommend, what was my pick? glory holing.
Oh, God.
You just put in ellipses. You did not put my selection for the week was glory holing. But just in ellipses, ... I demand you go back on the website.
What happens when you give a text in creative control?
I can't. If I redo it, it will move that podcast up in the feed.
So, I don't care.
He intentionally did this to piss you off.
I selected Glory Hole for my pick of the week.
I'm not going to type Glory Hole on our blog spot.
Why not?
Because I have a sense of decency.
You probably typed other
You have a sense of decency. That was possibly the funniest thing Keith has said in the last
other stupid shit we've said you probably typed up there. I picked Glory Hole. Damn it, you will type Glory Hole on our blog spot so our listeners that are interested in it can know that I recommended it. I recommend getting your dick sucked by a complete stranger.
But, or possibly fondled with a butt.
Whatever. Yeah.
Through a wall.
So Keith's going to go back and fix that. Proceed with the Star Wars.
I'm down to wrap that up if you want. I mean, I'm so off track. Try not to die laughing from what you just brought up.
Okay. Now, the moon falling on Chewbacca reminds me of a Simpsons thing.
Okay.
There was an episode of Simpsons where they're watching Itchy and Scratchy,
mm-hmm.
and Scratchy, the cat,
mm-hmm.
a moon falls on him, and he just, what is it? It's because I think...
And he's dead.
Because I think Itchy ties his tongue around the moon, and it comes back down and just crushes him, and that's it. It just like, it just falls on him. So when you guys said that, that's all I was picturing in my mind.
Oh.
It's just a moon coming down, squishing a stationary Chewbacca, and then credits. Or, yeah, it's the end of the book.
I think it was almost the end of that book.
See, Chewbacca had to go because he was going to make a power play for Leia.
Oh, my God.
And this starts my Chewbacca-Leia fanfic that I've been planning on writing for many years.
I'm sure there's already something like that.
I'm sure there is.
There probably is.
Chewbacca whipped out his hairy dog-like cock.
His lipstick.
Yeah.
His red lipstick.
Yeah.
Red Rocket! Red Rocket!
And he proceeds to take Leia to the, fucking Pound Town universe or whatever.
Speaking of Pound Town universe.
Speaking of Pound Town universe.
So, we've been talking about doing this for a while, internally, at the docking station industries. Joel is single. All you lucky ladies out there. So we're going to set up an OKCupid profile for Joel, which I've already started. But we're going to fill in... We're going to help Joel out fill the question and answer portion. So tell us about yourself.
Tell us about yourself, Joel.
Well, read me the question or whatever.
Self-summary.
Mm-hmm.
Self-summary.
Yeah. Now, you have to put this in a way where the opposite sex would be like, hey.
No, say what you want to say, and then me and Julian will fix it.
Okay.
I mean...
What describes you, Joel?
I'm very, I like to have a good time. I'm very in-depth.
I am an outgoing, personable individual.
Sorry, if we need those types of adjectives, yes, I'm...
No.
I'm a charming, outgoing, personal
say
individual.
Say what you really mean.
Yes, say, spit out whatever you're going to say, and then we're just going to...
This is what I do.
You were marketing, right?
Yeah. I'm going to spin you.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and spin you in a more positive light.
You know, flexible work schedule.
I am a fun-loving...
He travels.
Yeah,
fun-loving,
well-traveled.
Well-traveled.
Outspoken, forward-thinking, in-depth individual who likes...
Leave out the in-depth part. I don't like it.
Who likes...
I've stopped typing at this point.
Okay.
What do you got?
Summary. What do you got?
I am a fun-loving, outgoing guy
mm-hmm.
who... I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah. You don't have
to. Seen a lot of the world?
Has seen... Screen. Typing on iPad is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Has.
This is a tremendous podcast.
I'm going to have to edit a lot of it. We should just write these down, and I'll put them in later.
Whatever. All right.
What am I doing with my life? Proceed.
I am, what's the term here?
Flexible work hours.
What's the term? I'm trying to think of what the term...
Entrepreneur?
Yes. Thank you.
I
do my own shit, Keith.
Trying to think of how to word, you running shows.
I'm an event coordinator.
There you go.
I'm an event coordinator, I like to spice it up. Sometimes I use the term entertainment director.
Could we also maybe throw in something like, I work with the youth? Like, something like that, Bitches love...
I'm an event coordinator for youth.
Yeah.
Musical outreach.
Something like that. There you go.
I'm really good at...
I'm really good at being good.
How about he's a good...
Honest?
Listener?
You don't ever put that extra.
We don't want to be false.
Well, we can also, you know, we can.
I'm a good listener. There's been many times
I'm
we've
good
had
at meeting people because you are you're outgoing guy.
Yeah, I'm a social butterfly. Yeah.
If you weren't such a piece of shit, Darren, we'd have to worry about you.
it's true. I feel like saying I'm good at eating. I feel like the term I'm good at being a socialite like makes me sound like a douchebag.
Yeah, networking. That's coming.
Yeah. Long walks on the beach and candlelit dinners.
You're not good at those things. Those are things you like to do. What are you good at?
Being charming.
Moving on.
being
first things people usually notice about me.
Personality. I was gonna say I'm loud, funny, and a piece of shit. But that all fits in personality. My overwhelming personality.
No, not overwhelming.
Better adjective. What's a better? Julian, help me.
Personality.
His magnetic.
There we go.
No, so just keep it to personality because I feel if you want to boast a little bit, but if you do it too much, people could be like, ugh, this dude is full of himself. Denied, you know. So,
fine with me. I mean,
like, enough to where people are intrigued, but you've got to leave them wanting more.
Favorite books, movies, shows?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Let's be honest, Star Wars.
Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Food. You like beer?
Spirits. You put spirits.
Fine ales.
Yeah.
you just put cocktails. Just delete fine ales. Put cocktails.
Like, cocktail sounds sissy.
Yeah, but that's what they're called.
Whiskey.
Yeah, you can't just put whiskey, and you can't just put mixed drinks. That's why the cocktails is like...
If you put whiskey, you'll get like a rockabilly chick. She'll be like, well, let's go watch the Stray Cats.
I might be down for that.
Spirits.
Let's go cheers, Jubilee.
This is getting good. Six things I can never do without.
Mm, your telephone?
Let's go with...
My social networks.
That makes me sound like I'm a complete loser.
My friends.
Yeah, there you go. Be like, my friends or my family.
While he's typing this out, question for you.
Yes.
Why do you post things you post on Twitter on your Instagram feed?
Dude, I've actually been trying to not do that lately. Because I did it earlier today and I actually went back and deleted. Are you talking about like when I post screenshots of my...
Yeah.
And I retweet it. It's because I'm just so used to hitting the Twitter button. Like, I've actually noticed today that I've been doing that, so I'm trying to...
I was like, wait,
I'm a retard. Like, why don't I just hit the Twitter button? Right. Like, yeah.
One's for one and one's for the other, bro. I got, you know...
I don't repost everything I post on
Twitter.
Six
things. So, friends, family.
Friends, family.
Music.
The Lord?
Music.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Seriously? You gonna put that?
I mean, it might get me a day.
There's
two things Jesus is good at getting you. It's money and girls.
Okay, but the girls aren't going to give up the pussy if they're all about J-Man.
Hey, listen.
If they're all about the bearded baby, they're going to be like, no, you got to put a ring on it first.
Whatever.
How about, so
spirituality.
What do we have so far? No.
Friends, family, music, Jesus.
Get rid of Jesus.
How about
spirituality?
Technology. Technology?
I like spirituality. Let's go with the
cookie. Don't put spirituality.
Too douchey.
It's like when people are like, I'm not religious.
Well, I don't
want to
put
spiritual.
I don't want to put inner reflection.
No. Let's think. We'll put that in the B column. We'll see if we can think of better stuff. But we'll keep that we'll keep that in mind. But I feel like there could be better stuff.
My intense craving for
donuts. How about donuts?
My intense craving for
burritos, wings,
food.
Wings.
You have a tattoo of a Buffalo Wild Wing,
and I feel like that'll put like, oh, he's playful. Oh.
You're so cute. Like your hand motions right now, Julian. My heart fluttered a little bit.
He's so playful. He loves
two more things. Two more things.
Tits and wrestling. No, I'm just kidding.
Books. You like the Star Wars books, Lord of the Rings.
I do. I like more books than that, sir. But yes, you can put books.
Books.
I got books, so one more thing. He needs something.
I haven't put
technology down, but... Okay, so friends, family, music, wings, books. And we've already talked about Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. So we don't want to, you know... We don't want to spin him, because he's going to look like a shut-in. You're going to look like someone that fucking barely escaped monsters.
I want something that's very out, like extra personal. Outra personal or extra personal?
What do you mean?
Like, things you can't live
without. Like, I'm good at something like I like being social.
Things you can't live without. Like,
people that stick to themselves are introverted.
Yeah,
what's the other term? It's extroverted, right?
Extrovert.
Yeah.
Like, you seem like one of my D&D
friends. Well, from that.
You seem like the stereotypical...
How about Arizona Tea? I don't know. The only reason I said technology is because that's, like, a way I thought of spinning, like, social networks. That's the only reason I thought of that. But, okay, we can...
Something that...
But he doesn't like hiking or...
Something that proves, like, intent of, like, going to Pound Town, though.
No, we don't need a...
Cunnilingus. I can't live without eating the pussy.
I can't live without tits in my face. Yeah.
Motorboating.
Good times. He can't live without good times.
Romantic encounters. No, I'm just kidding. Don't put that.
No.
Romance. I mean, that is pretty deep. I'm not a very deep guy.
Okay, so we'll skip it.
Well, we can't skip it.
Five things.
We can come back to it.
Five things I hate about you. I spend a lot of time thinking about where I'm eating for lunch. Deleting.
I spend a lot of time thinking about what's next in life for me.
But I don't, though. Next. I go with the flow.
No, yeah, but you're thinking about
you
got to
have
a
forward thinking plan, yeah, and you are thinking about that.
You're thinking about getting a job. You're thinking about losing weight. You're thinking about what show?
I have like two dads that are ready to punch me in the face right now
You're thinking what show? You know, you gotta book next or something like that.
What's next?
Thingamajigs.
What's next that life has to offer?
Put something cute like what curveball is life gonna throw at me next?
Because you don't want to phrase it like.
What's, like, passively, like, what's going to just, like, randomly bump into my life?
Where's
my next adventure?
Where's the wind going to take me? Like, something kind of stupid, but, like, not...
Because if you...
Where, not something gay.
God damn it, I wish we had a girl here right now.
Seriously. This is better.
But we're trying to get him a date.
I know. But I'm saying, like, this is a good first run, and then we get a girl on the next show...
Yeah.
To critique this. This is going to be kind of like a semi-ongoing...
Oh, we're going to call in a girl that knows me really well?
No, we're going to call someone unbiased.
Preferably someone that hates you.
Girls that hate me. There's not a lot of those.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans Thompson.
All right,
I don't have a lot of females that despise me.
Oh, fuck that bitch! Which I've heard you say multiple times.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they hate me.
What's next?
All right. On a typical Friday night, where am I?
I'm usually out with friends. Out with friends at a local...
No, just say out with friends, like, at our local social hangout.
Or at a show.
Out with friends or, you know...
Enjoying live entertainment. Yeah.
Sounds like you like going to titty bars when you say live entertainment.
That's fine. Fuck it. I like going to titty bars.
Enjoying live, the most private thing I'm willing to admit.
Oh.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
Chicks might eat. Somebody might eat it up, you know. It's going to be something lame like that anyway. It's like, I'm scared of the dark.
It just seems like this creepy, though. Unrequited love. My last girlfriend didn't notice she was my girlfriend.
What's the question again? I'm sorry.
What is the most private thing you're willing to admit? Could be an embarrassing story.
Or it could be something you're scared of.
I'm very sensitive on the inside.
I'm more sensitive than I let on.
I'm more sensitive than I lead on.
There we go.
Whatever.
I got you, babe. I have a feeling I'm going to check this ad, and it's going to be nothing that I've said out loud right now.
Well, stage three is I'm going to give everyone the password, and I'm going to see who fucks it up the most, too. Stage two, we get a girl to critique it, and we kind of see where this goes. We'll kind of see, like, what gets more responses. And then if nothing happens, we're going to turn this over to the internet to defile.
Ah!
It doesn't have... It's all good. All
right.
So, I am looking for girls who like guys... Age 20 to 31, near me, and for new friends. You should message me if... So who do you want to message you, Joan? And you can't say, bitch with a prime rack, and... Because girls don't like hearing being called bitches.
And they don't like the term prime rack. I know. If there's a few things I've learned over the years, Keith, it's both of that.
I don't know. You say that on a semi-constant basis.
Yeah, you guys aren't women.
I've seen you say that terminology around other females.
Around other females that are dating other males that I'm friends with.
But females talk to other females, Joel.
Okay, it's not my problem. They all run their conniving mouths with each other.
You can't say things like conniving.
I had to get it in this episode.
I know.
That was just my way of getting it in.
Jesus.
No. A fun-loving, outgoing, relaxed.
Yeah, yeah, relax gal. Is good. Yeah.
Relax.
I was going to say chill, but chill is you never put chill on that. I know better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking for a glory hole, baby.
There you go.
Relax.
Recommended.
I'm looking for you should message me if you're looking for a fun-loving dude.
Good time.
Sturdy guy.
Save. All right, that's page one. Regardless of future plans, what's more interesting to you right now? Sex or true love?
True love.
Answer, I'll accept. Do you accept both?
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand how you were phrasing that. Yes,
I'll accept both. I'll accept sex and true love.
Yes.
This question is irrelevant. All right.
Is that what it says?
Because you'll answer any... Because you'll accept... It's irrelevant because you'll answer any... You'll accept any answer we've marked the questions as irrelevant for you.
Wow.
What?
Answer this question previously. Are you sure? Answering questions publicly lets you compare your answers with fellow matches' answers.
Why don't you just not delete both? Or why don't you just delete both and see what the questions are?
No. Okay, submit.
Okay, or don't listen to me.
Is your astrological sign important in a match?
No.
I'll accept. Will you accept both? Will you accept someone that's like, oh, you're a...
Oh, yeah, I'll accept it, but it's not important to me. I just see the list, like, minimize every time I say both.
Yeah, because it's just like, you don't give a fuck. And
I'm chill. I'm laid back.
All right. How willing are you to meet someone from OkCupid in person? Totally willing? Yes,
yep,
you are.
Totally willing.
I love both you answer, guys. I'll accept. Totally willing only. This question is very important. We don't want to say mandatory, but...
What, about meeting someone on OkCupid?
Yeah.
You don't want to make it sound like a complete internet creep bag.
Exactly. We're not saying mandatory. We're saying somewhat important.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You want this to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't want to be just standing around with your dick in your hand.
Nope.
You do that already.
Yes.
Have you smoked a cigarette in the last 6 months? Yes, you have. Answer, I'll accept. Will you accept someone that smokes?
Yeah.
This question is a little important, somewhat important, very important. Mandatory.
What if they smoke?
Yeah, little important. Which would you rather be, normal or weird? Answer, I'll accept. Could you date someone who is really messy?
Yes.
No.
You can't?
I don't like messy girls.
Okay. Answer, I'll accept. No. Do you consider yourself messy?
Don't consider myself.
You're not that messy.
You're not as messy as me.
Yeah, I'm not really. I'm like... Compared to some dudes, I'm really not that messy. Like, that's why, that issue is always borderline for me.
Could you date someone who's really messy? Answer, I'll accept. So you won't accept a messy girl?
I mean, it depends, man. It's more than just if she's a messy bitch or not.
This question is a little important, somewhat important, very important, or mandatory?
Somewhat important.
Could you date someone who does drugs?
No.
No? Yes, but only soft stuff like marijuana.
That answer is perfect.
I'm surprised they quantified that.
I honestly am too.
Okay, Cupid's really progressive.
They're keeping it real.
Okay, Cupid, ahead of the curve.
Well, it's not like 420date.com or anything like that.
Oh my God, if that exists, we should not sign me up for that.
It exists. If not, we shouldn't make
it. I still want to sign up for jdate.com.
No. You're not allowed to sign up for J-Date.
Yeah.
Answer, I'll accept. Answers, I'll accept are, so, pretty much like, no hard stuff.
No hard stuff, yeah.
Okay, so, no, and yes, but only soft stuff like marijuana. Not yes. Because yes is assuming...
Yes is, yeah, let's fucking rage.
Let's fucking do black tar heroin.
Yeah. Yes is like, yeah, let's be up for 3 days and snork coat off each other's tits.
Very important, somewhat important, very important, mandatory.
What do you mean if they answer that question?
Well, how important is that question to you? Would you strongly prefer to go out with someone of your own skin color / racial background?
Ooh, literal.
No. I want to get... Joel Achola.
I'm okay with a no answer. It's fine. It's just because that's not all it comes down to. It's the personality type. And I don't really usually find African American women attractive. There are some out there.
Damn.
No.
Digging a hole.
I'm just saying.
You never know, bro.
Dude, guys have types.
What if Beyonce hit you up?
Mm. If Beyonce hit me up, well, the only skin color I know of her is fucking green, so.
There you go.
Not actual Beyonce, but someone that shared Beyonce's physical characteristics.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
That booty.
That booty, though.
How long do you want your next relationship to last? One night, a few months to a year, several years, the rest of my life.
Let's go with several years.
Answers I'll accept, all of the above. Would you consider sleeping with someone on your first date?
Yes.
Yes.
I fucking hate you guys.
Answers I'll accept. Would
you? Actually, you know what? I'm not a big fan of that. Sorry. I have fucking morals and standards.
Oh, morals and standards.
If it said, would you accept a blowjob on the first
date?
Would
you consider having an open relationship?
Ooh,
i.e. swinger. You can see other people.
Are you a swinger?
I'm gonna say no.
Answers I'll accept, yes and no.
No. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Setting yourself up for failure. Are you happy with your life?
Yeah.
Yeah? No, you're not.
Are you
really? what's going for you right now? You don't have a
but
job.
What is it? I mean, like, I'm...
You kind of live in a crack den.
Not at all, actually.
But... You live near crack dens.
Okay, I live near.
You're right across the street from my high school.
I don't necessarily, like, hate my life.
Chill, it's okay. This is a safe place.
I could be somewhere better, but I've done what I wanted, and I've got myself to where I am, so I'm not, like, unhappy about it.
You've gotten yourself to the rock bottom.
I would not consider me rock bottom.
I know, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know, you're an asshole.
I know. Okay, so are you happy with your life? Yes. Answers I'll accept, yes and no.
Are you happy with your life? No, I'm not.
Maybe.
I'll fix that for you,
how about,
baby.
Yes, when you're in it, when you're in my life, baby. Ooh.
Try making more questions important. Our matching system works because we find people who care about the same things you do. Marking lots of questions as irrelevant doesn't help us find your potential matches.
Mm.
You've answered 12 questions. Highest possible match score, 91.67%.
I feel like those are some good odds.
You might like answer questions to unlock. Okay, so that's done. I think we'll put this on hold for now. I think that's a good amount of material to be continued.
Ooh.
Yeah.
To be continued next time.
It's next time.
Oh, so we'll put it up.
Well, how much farther is it? How much more is there?
I don't know, but I think we spent enough time trying to make this.
Okay. Does that mean it's time for...
No, hold on.
Wait.
Is it time for?
Wait.
What time is it?
Yes, it's time for that, but we're not doing that.
But is it time?
Yes, but we're not doing the song.
What song?
We're not doing what you're about to do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're doing this. Shout out to the Inferno.
Strawberries. Luke, what it do? Let's go. Sports shorts, baby. Julian. Sports shorts. Local club in my city. I fell in love with a stripper. Bitches know I'm that nigga. Talking photo. We're gonna have to bleep that inappropriate word.
No, never. You know I came to stunt. So drop that pussy, right. Bitch. Drop it. I got what you want.
Drop that pussy, bitch. Julian, sports shorts.
That's the intro. New intro to sports shorts.
We're trying new things here.
Pop that pussy, bitch.
That's right.
For those of you who don't want to say things like that anymore, because we're trying to get you laid.
I would suggest you to slowly gyrate your vaginal region, lady.
I just hear people skipping every 30 seconds whenever you talk.
We the two laugh crew. Two for me, two for you. What, Joel? What?
That's what?
Two laugh crew?
That was Two Life Crew?
No, it wasn't Two Life Crew. He was shouting out to Luke Campbell, who wasn't Two Life Crew.
Uncle Luke.
Sorry, bro. That song gets me all hyped up.
That's a hype song.
All right. So yeah, sports shorts. Let me calm myself down here.
Yeah, you're a little hyped up from that song there.
Yeah, man. That song gets me all juiced up.
We were all juiced up.
So this story is a little old.
Okay.
I liked it, so I'm going to talk about it.
Also, Deadspin was down.
Ric Flair calls police on wife.
What?
Woo! Wait, the Ric Flair?
The Nature Boy, Ric
Woo!
Flair.
Woo!
So, he, his wife, Jacqueline Baines Beams.
Nice.
You know, three names. What do they say about three named people? Serial killers?
I don't know, man.
John Wayne Gacy?
Fucking...
That's it.
Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
Two.
That's two. Anyway... so this bitch, back in June, officers were called to Flair's condo in Charlotte after he called 911 about her. Now, this young damsel has been to many run-ins with the law.
It's right over there. I just found the cable I was looking for.
Way to go, dummy. In February of 2010, she was locked up after police accused her of punching Flair in the face and kicking and biting him.
Sounds hot.
Because Ric Flair's only used to fake fighting?
Apparently he can't.
If he had had Arn Anderson in there with him, he would have had that bitch in
a
the
table.
Figure four lock, quick as a hiccup.
Woo!
He would have been knife edge chopping her. Just bam, bam.
Woo!
Okay. Nature Boy should not be getting pushed around by his wife.
Well, he's old now.
Yeah, he's in his 60s, but still, he's a Nature Boy.
He's still old Nature Boy.
He, bro.
I understand he can't, you know.
He's old as shit now.
He's not supposed to hit her, but still. Can't get,
yes, by no means are we condoning violence against women.
But still, he shouldn't just be allowing himself either to be just, like, slapped around.
He's Ric Flair, goddammit.
Yeah, okay? He's a, what if the fight was over, she wanted to wear that luscious robe of his with the feathers?
I should have dated Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in power.
Rest in power, brother, wherever you are.
But yeah, what if she wanted to wear that, and he's like, it's my turn to wear it. No, blah, 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 you know, and then it came to blows, and now we're here. Well, we were there. This was back in June, so.
What's worse, this or Hulk Hogan's wife leaving him for one of his son's friends?
Probably that.
Probably that.
I want to
see. Definitely that.
I want to see a sex tape.
I don't want to see a Hulk Hogan sex tape.
I want to watch
that. That just sounds so gross.
Why? Because he has the skin of a hot dog?
That, and he's old.
So?
I don't want to see my heroes get boned out.
I bet it's awesome.
No. I bet it's fucking depressing and sad. He has to take fucking Viagra or something. Because of all the fucking steroid uses, like, shriveled his fucking man sack.
He's all natural.
Man sack. Great choice of adjectives.
Yeah, I know.
Or just, whatever.
If I remember.
I went to college.
He fucked, like, his best friend's wife.
Who?
Hogan?
Hogan?
I think he fucked his best friend's wife.
The supposed sex video that's out?
No, it's out. It's not supposed. It's Gawker, I think, released like 30 seconds of it.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
Dude, no way. I'm going to watch that shit.
Dude,
I bet he comes out.
You
like,
watched the
X-Pac
Sucks China
American,
porn.
Fight for the rights of every man.
Always swim with a buddy.
Yeah, the beach patrol.
No, because I'm the beach patrol.
One Night in China was, I watched that for purely educational reasons.
No, not, there's nothing educational about that at all.
I learned a lot about, you know, cross-gender love.
Is she cross-gender? She's not cross-gender.
No, she's not.
She just has a big clit.
Yeah. Yeah, like a baby toe. Like a baby toe, Joel.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe that's the kind of love you'll find.
Women with big clits, I'm sure there's some statistic about them somewhere.
I think you just want to date a woman that can bench press you.
Mm.
I would not mind being thrown around by a woman. It's happened before. It is bound to happen again.
But I want
to
watch
especially with my volatile mouth.
Also, just want to throw this in, Beams was arrested in March on charges of reckless driving and driving while intoxicated. So, obviously a delicate flower.
So, he married a woman who drinks and beats him.
Yes. Yes.
Winning.
So, you know.
Winning.
It was probably young love, but I don't think so, because I think they met like an 07 or something like that I read. But I also want to use sports shorts to talk to you guys. Obviously, you guys had a good
We had a good run.
By you guys, you mean Keith.
What?
I'm a self-admitted...
No, so is he.
Bandwagon.
So I'm a self-admitted 2010 Giants fan.
Yeah, so is he. Obviously, every time you were posting stuff, I was breaking your balls. Because you just... It almost seemed like you were taking pride in, like, yeah, I'm bandwagon. And what? Whoop, whoop.
I am a bandwagon. I've never denied it.
No, but it seemed like...
Baseball's not my sport. It never will be my sport. I never played it as a kid. Okay, I did play T-ball as a kid. Sorry, I lied. And I've never followed the Giants. Yes.
You're just like prepping something.
Yes. Actually, no. I was not that fat as a kid. I was...
What? I was like, what?
Well, I'm just so used to you two insulting me. So.
No. I was just going to say, it doesn't bother me that you're a bandwagon fan.
Because, I'm open about it.
Because that's what happens when teams are winning. People jump on the bandwagon. Yeah.
Well, but regardless of them winning or not, I still would root for the Giants because they're from Northern California.
Yeah, but you don't root for them when they're losing because that's not bandwagon. Nobody roots like, yeah, they're sub 500.
Well, okay, right. Then I'm a very horrible Giants fan.
Yeah.
I would still like to see the Giants win all the time, but if they don't, I'm not just going to be like...
But you don't care.
I've watched plenty of games they lost this season.
Right, but you don't actually start caring or posting stuff until they're actually winning.
That's not necessarily true. If you had a Twitter,
I did not.
You had a Twitter,
well, I don't.
You would know that I post different things on all three of my social networking applications.
But you didn't on the one I do have until they started winning, and obviously, you know, I never like did it maliciously. Even when people were like, wanted to chime in. You know, I was
you did come off very rude.
Yeah, but that's because I'm being a dick. But I know I'm being a dick because I can't stand bandwagoning.
That's fine.
You know, so it didn't bother me that you were doing it. It just bothered me like you were being so like yeah, bandwagon.
So proud about it.
Yeah, it's just like, no, dude, like, chill.
So for the record, it doesn't really seem like you got mad until I posted about getting the free Panda Express.
Taco Bell?
No. I wasn't mad about that. I was just like, hey.
Well, that seemed to be the second most volatile comment you left on my thing was over that. So it just seemed weird.
No. Never angry. Just like...
And by the way, sitting around and posting that I'm watching the Giants game is just like me sitting around posting I'm watching a movie. Like, you're not sitting here yelling...
But it's not.
But you're not sitting here yelling at me saying that I posted, oh, you supported Mace Windu on your Instagram 2 nights ago.
Yeah, because last night. Because it's not like...
Because he's a bad motherfucker.
Who?
Mace Windu.
No, because it's more like... Because you could do that, and it doesn't matter. It's not like, oh, you hate Mace Windu, but I'm rooting for Mace Windu only right now. Fuck you, Mace Windu 2012. Fear the Mace, or something like that. Fear the purple.
Well, I support the Fear the Beard thing, because normally I have a beard. That has nothing to do with the Giants.
It has everything to do with the Giants when you post a picture of the Giants and post Go Giants 2012.
I don't think there was a 2012 in there anyway.
Oh, well, that was Go Giants.
But Go Giants. Weird. But I've already told you, it's because I support... If that had been the A's and not the Giants, if the A's were in the World Series, I still would have been supporting the A's.
Julian doesn't like everyone to be friends.
No. Yeah.
Julian, you want an answer? No, here's your answer. I hate all sports that are not hockey.
But you don't even like hockey. You like the Sharks.
No, I like hockey.
But I remember talking to you before, asking you hockey questions. You're like, oh, I don't know that much about hockey. I just love the Sharks.
Boom, roasted.
That's true.
Exposed.
But I probably still know more than most people that just like the Sharks.
Yeah, you know more than me.
Exactly.
I don't know. The only
Hockey's not my life, but I'm not an athletic person. I've never played the sport. So, like, there's, like, different levels of not being that into a sport versus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there are people that love basketball and casually go play street basketball.
You're a casual, like, hockey fan. Like, you're more of a hockey fan. You're more of a Sharks fan than you are, like, a Giants fan.
I wouldn't say
fan.
I'm, like, a cat. I mean, I see what you're saying. And yeah. In this retrospect, yeah.
Yeah, like, you're like, you know a lot about the Sharks.
I know how hockey is played. Yeah, I know a little bit of hockey history.
Yeah.
Like, I know enough to stay informed, but I'm not, like, a history nut. I don't know who won the Stanley Cup in this fucking year. And
no, yeah, but that's not like the definition of a fan. It's just like if I asked you right now, who's the goalie for some other team, you might, you know, not be able to, you know, name it. But if I tell
that's
you,
true.
But if I ask you who's the fucking left wing for the Sharks, you know that.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. It's just the reason I did that with you is because I just can't stand bandwagoning. Period. I think it's so fucking annoying on every aspect. I hate, you know.
Well, I'm glad I ruined your day with it.
No, yeah. You didn't ruin my day. I just, like, when I see it, I'm
glad I incurred your anger. Like, it makes me happy to know that I incur an emotion inside of that fucking black, wretched, hateful soul that is you.
I hate it so much. It's like...
Well, go Giants till the rest of the time, then.
Do you see that article that dude in the LA Times posted about, like, the Giants franchise being better than the Dodgers franchise?
No. The one thing I will admit to you, Giants fans are a lot more passionate. Dodgers fans are, like, notorious for being shitty because they show up late, they leave early. You see, I'll watch Dodgers games and be pissed off because nobody seems into it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck! Like, I wish there was such a better fan base for this team, but there isn't, you know, at all. And then this dude over here, I busted his balls. He didn't post much stuff, but I caught him one time watching the game, wearing a sweater and his hat. Like, woo! gonna go Giants, being all cute. Like, if I put on all my Giants gear, it'll help them win. I just, like, the reason I can't stand it...
There's superstitions in baseball go hand in hand.
But that's not superstition.
Yes, it is.
It's like...
I willed them to win because I wore my hoodie and my hat.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I know about superstition.
See, Julian, I think the issue here is not sports.
No, it's sports.
No. The issue here... The issue here is that you... are a miserable person, and you just don't want to let people enjoy anything.
I'm not. No,
I think
I'm cool.
I think
cool
there's something in your
it.
Life.
I'm cool
I think
with you
something happened
it.
To you in your life where you don't like anything that gives me and Keith
he
joy.
He doesn't like insincerity.
Yeah, see, yeah, I don't like people. Like, if you were,
I am sincerely glad that the Giants won the World Series for my friends that like the team.
But you
for
only
the,
care
for,
about
for the
it.
Foundation.
Yeah, but you only care about it when they win, like. That's the thing. That's you. If you're a bandwagoner,
no,
that's it.
When they lose, I feel bad.
Yeah, but you don't care as much because.
Yeah, but baseball's not even my sport.
But that's the thing. That's the definition of a bandwagoner is hopping on the bandwagon when they're winning.
But I'm always on the bandwagon. I'm at like the bottom of the normal
you
fan scale.
You keep hopping on different bandwagons.
Yeah, I'm gonna cycle. Like for example, Giants are over. Go yeah. Niners.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. But see, the thing...
And when the Niners don't play, I'll probably root for fucking Brazil, because we all know there ain't going to be any hockey this year.
I just hate bandwagoning, because it's like, around here, you I get it so much.
It's not around here. Anywhere you go, it's going to be like that.
No, but I hear specifically, I get Giants. Or I hate it when like people like root for the Red Sox without having any connections to Boston at all.
And that's just like, a hardcore thing.
No, you still... Yeah, so I get that too. I'm
yeah,
like,
we've,
why
all,
the fuck?
We've already
why,
had our...
Like, what connection do you have to Boston? Why Boston? Because they've been winning.
Their hats
same
have bees
thing,
on them.
Like, so much, again, with the Yankees, with the Lakers in basketball. Yeah,
but you could say this about anything. Like, a lot of people just say they like this or they like
yeah, but
that.
I'm talking
just
about
why,
to be cool.
Why do you like Justin Bieber? Well, you know, he has
I like Justin
songs.
Bieber because bitches like Justin Bieber.
But that's
you know
not
what
the
I mean?
Same. Because,
I think it is the same, though.
No, but it's not because Justin Bieber isn't only for a certain time of year.
Certain people only like Justin Bieber when he's doing... Good Justin Bieber.
I only like Lady Gaga when she did her first album, not her second album. Does that make me a bandwagoner?
No.
Yes.
I think bandwagoning is, like, I think of it specifically tied to sports, because you're hopping on, and it's only like,
okay,
what's
your, okay, your, yeah. Your problem is that you
hate
people. No, you hate people that get hyped on the new thing and don't stay on it. You
yeah, because
okay,
we're go. Insincere. Or, going like, back to my previous statement.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what,
sincere.
Julian?
That's the,
Julian,
that's the
Julian,
core of it.
Yeah. Julian, while we're on the note of sincerity, I love you and Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Despite all the shit you give me and how mean both of you are to me and how extremely rude you are to me on this podcast as well.
I'm not mean to you.
Shut
I
up, asshole. I'm fucking
better.
Talking. I sincerely love both of you. Even
I fucking
though,
love you, faggot.
Even that was... Okay, we're not saying that on the air. I'm sorry.
I don't give a fuck.
It's all right. You won't type out glory hole, but you'll say faggot.
Because
ladies
not,
and gentlemen,
because,
the wisdom of a Texan.
Because no one's transcribing this podcast yet.
Yet.
Because writing it down ties it to my name, and recording it only ties it down to people who listen to the show. Till there's some sort of auto-transcribing podcast tool, but till that happens, that doesn't happen.
I still hate bandwagoning.
All right. Good talk. So, Sasha, what are you
Is your story over?
It was short because I was going to...
You wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
You had some... Something was grinding your gears.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, fucking... Oh, he's fucking bandwagoners.
It happened 2010.
That's all right. It's all right. See you next year, Dodgers. Have fun.
I get it. You know, it happens when the Steelers are winning. People are, like, you know, whipping out the terrible towels and shit like that.
See, what I don't understand is you'll sit here and you'll persecute me and Keith and you'll have this argument. And no offense, you're a Los Angeles sports team fan.
Yeah.
And what else? What other sports team is from Los Angeles? The Lakers. The Lakers are hands down the biggest bandwagoning fan and franchise
I'm not a Lakers
ever.
Fan.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does if I'm not a fan.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does if I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan of the Giants.
Okay.
I'm a bandwagoner.
Okay, then don't post.
I'm a bandwagoner.
About yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a bandwagon fan.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, but I'm not posting stuff about the Lakers.
Yeah,
so
but you're still in the category of being, like, one of the worst fans.
Just stop.
But I'm not.
LA Kings fans, LA Dodgers fans, and LA Lakers fans are the three worst kind of fans in the world.
LA fans are terrible.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There you go. That was my statement.
But what does that have to do with me in that liking it's, bandwagon?
It, go Giants. That's what it has to do with it.
All right, bro.
Julian likes being different. It doesn't like insincere people.
I don't.
I think by different, you also mean difficult.
No, but not difficult. You know, just he doesn't like going with the crowd just to go with the crowd.
Like,
I don't say you do it on purpose.
Nah.
I don't say you like try and be different to try and be different. But when something is like the thing, a lot of times you are away from the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are like Facebook. Julian, you are the hippie movement.
I noticed this a lot. When we did that episode where we did, like, the questions, and almost every fucking time, I didn't call you out on it then, but every time, like, me and Joel pick something, you pick the opposite just to pick the opposite.
Because it's like, you know...
I think you're a negative man.
How fun is it if everybody picks the same thing?
One of us.
It's not fun.
It's not a matter of being fun or not. It's a matter of, like... your opinion.
But, yeah.
And like if your opinion is to disagree with everyone, then fuck you.
Well, no, it's not, how fun is it to listen to, like, something like, so what do you like? I like this thing. I like it too. I like it too. All right, moving on.
I agree. It's a very boring conversation.
We never phrase things like that, though. It's always like, what's your opinion on this? And you're just like, well, not yours, fuck off. That's pretty much what you do.
I'm obviously not afraid to give my opinion.
I mean, I guess.
I was like, hey, you guys are gonna argue for this. I'll argue for this. Why not? Devil's advocate.
Devil like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the point is, I think, is that you do that all the time, and sometimes we want to know what you really believe, not what you really believe about playing devil's advocate.
Well, ask me right now about what I really believe. I'll answer.
There's no pretense to ask right now.
All right then.
I feel like you hate
me. Good talk.
I feel like you hate me. Answer the question.
Nope.
All right.
Don't hate you.
Picks a week.
Sincerity.
You fucking bastard.
Why?
Because I will not hate you as much.
All right. Julian picks sincerity.
If you are rooting for the Giants when they are losing the World Series to the Angels, or when they're not winning the World Series, then I will not break your balls as much as when you're rooting for them when they are.
Well said.
Go Giants.
Let Timmy smoke.
Let Tim smoke. Please.
Yeah. Joel, pick it a week.
That wasn't my real pick because I got...
What's your pick then?
Alright, so you want to go first?
You go first.
I'm going to actually pick one this week.
Keep calm and vocal strong. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Fear the beard.
Slogans.
See,
that's what I... anyway.
There's too many slogans.
I can't stand
that. The Giants do have... a lot of slogans.
Yeah,
I'll give them that.
It's just like the stadium.
Apparently they started making... Did you know about this? Apparently there's... You know how everybody has those panda beanies?
They're kind of cute. The giraffe ones?
Yeah, there's baby giraffe ones for Brandon Belt. Yeah. I like just caught up to that whole thing.
I can't...
And especially because you never hear the announcers go, oh, the baby giraffe, Brandon Belt's about to come up to the...
Well, it's just like the Milkman thing that was happening with Milky.
Yep.
I wanted to go so bad to the stadium after that fell out and go as a juicer. I think that would have been funny.
I thought it would have been cool to go as like the milkman, but like as like a one of those fake
sour milkman.
No, like the buff, you know, outfits, like those like
calcium. He's drinking his milk.
Calcium.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it was.
Sure.
Yeah.
Milk and testosterone.
Yeah, twice like the normal rate of testosterone in the human body.
He had a cold. He's just trying to recover.
But I actually did get shit from somebody for not having real picks of the week for the past couple of weeks. So I'll go with a real one this time. It's another podcast. It's called Scarborough Country.
That's a good one.
It's by these two stand-up comedian twin brothers, the Sklar brothers. It's kind of what inspired me to try to pick like funny stories to bring to you guys, because I know like if I'm trying to talk sports to you guys, I can't. You know, the easiest route isn't going to be like, so what do you think about Notre Dame being ranked number 3 right now?
What
exactly?
Who? Isn't that a state?
Are we talking about the high school?
Well, I would love to talk to you guys about that.
Isn't that a church in France?
You know, it's not going to happen.
Do they have a hunchback as their mascot?
The mascot.
I
think that's poor marketing.
Catholic girls that crave fresh meat go there.
It's a leprechaun.
I just heard Sasha's like scrumptious tongue licking you in the microphone.
It's a leprechaun that does push-ups when they score. So, as much as I'd love to talk to you guys about that, or
we don't know.
And Dominican and Sue's hit on Jay Cutler the other week. You know, I can't. It's not easy.
Go Niners.
So, this podcast, actually, they have segments where they bring up kind of goofy sports stories. I try to not bring up ones, like, similar ones that they talk about, because, you know, then it's, like, almost becomes,
we're
like...
just plagiarizing?
Yeah. So, you know, I try to find different ones, and, yeah, but they're the ones who basically, like, I feel like, oh, that's funny, you know, I'll bring that up with you guys. Because you guys, you know, we'll get a kick out of it, so, yeah.
I like the stories that you bring to the table, and it's good that we have this reference of where it all came from.
That's where it comes from. They have comedian friends go on there, and they, you know, they'll talk about them. They'll bring up other stories with them, and then the last segment is they'll have like this guy that does impersonations. He'll do like Jesse the Body Ventura impersonation, and they'll like interview him or Brian Gumbel. It's really funny. Scarborough Country. Listen to it if you like sports and comedy, but you don't have to be that into sports to like it.
Awesome, good pick, Joel.
My life recorded digitally on a video camera, aka Eastbound and Down seasons 1 through 3. Kenny Powers, you're fucking out. I'm fucking in.
Also available on HBO Go.
Yes. And also, Sasha's panting.
Yeah, in the background, losing her mind.
Oh, my other pick of the week is the San Francisco Giants.
Is insincerity and bandwagoning.
Yeah. We'll see what happens in the next spring if he's still go Giants.
Oh, they're losing. Hey, the A's are doing great.
Like this one customer.
You never know. I mean, I go where the wind takes me. If I live in a different state, it'll be whatever team's closest to me.
Like the one customer came up to me and was like, "You should roll with the Giants. You know, California's got to stick together." Fuck yourself.
You did not tell that guy to go fuck himself.
No, I did not, because I wanted to keep my job. But it's like, fuck you. I'm not gonna root.
In your brain, you were screaming it though.
Did you tell him that you were a Dodgers fan?
Yeah. I brought that up first, and they're like, "Well, you should root for the Giants. You know, Californians got to stick together." Yeah.
No, fucking Tigers.
Nope, obviously, those are these things I like to call yuppies, because they do not realize that there's a difference between Northern and Southern California.
Well, no, it's just like people were like, "Hey, everybody get along. You know, everybody should get a trophy."
You're like, "Fuck that."
Yeah, no, you know, not gonna go with it. And then my coworker's like, "You know, Giants won, man." He's like, "Shake my hand. Like, you should congratulate." I was like, "Nope, not gonna shake your hand, bro." Like, I hate that team so much. So
you're so insincere.
That Motley, you know, crew of misfits and
I'm gonna tell a story in an interview that was Sergio Romo did. Mm-hmm. They actually interviewed him and said that his whole family, including him, were born and bred Dodgers fans.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got drafted, this story actually made me think about you. By the way, you hear that?
You're fine.
The water cooler.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, probably.
Or we're all about to die. Anyways, so. Basically, long story short, they interviewed him because Fox is retarded, and even though it's the World Series, they're like speaking to players during like all the pitching happening and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they asked him was like when he got drafted and all that stuff. And I guess he called his grandpa. I was like, "Papa, I made it to the Major League Baseball. Like, I got drafted, blah 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 blah." And he's like, "Oh, I'm so proud of you." Like, you know, the usual congratulations that would ensue in such a situation like that. And he's like, "Where'd you go?" And I guess Sergio's like, "I guess that's the thing, Grandpa." And he's like, "No, anywhere but the Giants. Anywhere." It just made me think about you.
Mm, yeah. I would not shake my coworker's hand. Like, nope. I'll shake it because I like you, but not because the Giants won the World Series. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, I still hate you.
Yeah, like, I just can't. Like, I don't care. The 49ers don't bother me, you know? It's just like, if they win, cool. If they don't, whatever. No biggie. But I just can't stand the Giants at all.
Yeah.
Anyway. Excellent. Keith.
That's you.
That's oh yeah, that is me. Shit.
Fuck.
My pick of the week is a little movie called
Roadhouse.
No, not Roadhouse. Similar in kickassitude.
Aliens. But
Raid the Redemption.
The Raid Redemption.
Yeah,
I've heard Raid the Redemption. Not Raid the Redemption.
Semicolon Redemption.
Oh, I was under the impression it was called the Raid Redemption. Whatever.
Anyways, it's a Thai movie. It stars various Thai actors. Synopsis is that there's a drug kingpin that's holed up in an apartment complex, and a SWAT team is going there to take him out. And it's like a no man's land.
Oh,
like,
so you mean Dread 3D.
But way better. Because...
Well, it's not Dread 3D.
Because it's not Dread 3D. Actually, I didn't see that.
I actually heard it was surprisingly decent.
Way to hop on that bandwagon. Okay.
Hey, I've always been a fan of Giants.
I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you
nice Giants
time.
Hat that you're wearing.
I know. Hi. I've been doing it longer, so I have more.
That's true. You have me beat in bandwagon years.
Yeah.
I got you. You do
I'm
have me there.
I'm almost an established fan.
Almost.
Almost. Some Go Sharks.
Go Sharks.
And, like, my sister, like, is a only became a Giants fan in 2010. So mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not going to have you. Like, that's fine. You're going to be a Giants fan, but I will teach you about baseball. So
you know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah. So, so you're not just like, Giants rule. Why? Fuck you. They just do or some shit. It's like, all right, here's why. But blah, 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 blah.
Raid of Redemption. So they go in and shit goes bad because this drug kingpin is all fucking paranoid. He has a place. Fucking all kinds of video cameras.
Yeah.
And they actually, the raid gets,
they get raided?
No, it leaks that they're raiding this complex, so he has time to, like, make further preparations and shit. So he has, like, snipers on roofs and shit, and, like, dudes with, like, machetes. So much machetes. And it doesn't BS around. It gets right to the action. Like, it's like short little scene, like, oh, dude, saying goodbye to his wife. And then they get on the bus. And then, like, literally, like, 5 minutes later, like, people are getting shot up and, like, hacked up and shit.
It's like them working their way up. Right.
Yeah. So before you finish your story, you're going to have to use the proper term for the area we live in. And it's a machete.
Machete. I'm white. I don't get
they have machetes.
But it's a Thai movie.
It's a Thai movie, so it's machetes.
So they have... Someone go drop some silver on the floor.
I don't know what fucking machete is in
Thai,
but...
No, I wanted to watch that movie.
It's good.
But it was like, it wasn't out that long in theaters.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, now you have it.
So now I have it.
So I have a lot of people that have been said it's pretty good.
It is fucking awesome. It is just nonstop shit. People getting stabbed. Dude fucking grabs a guy, does kind of like a suplex type move onto a broken door frame. That's all jagged and shit. So he falls down, and this dude gets, like, his fucking neck, like, stabbed on this, like, broken-ass door. And the dude just holds his head down. I was like, this fucking movie rules.
That's all you had to tell me.
I've been on a big samurai movie, martial arts movie kick, and I saw it at Best Buy, and I was like, hey.
So wait, he holds his neck?
Like, just how? Holds his neck down, like, grabs his head and pushes it down into the door. There's some fucked up bits in that movie.
That reminds me of the scene from Saving Private Ryan. I can't watch this scene because it's just too... Like, it's not really gory in any specific way, but it's just, like, it's hard to watch for me. It's towards the end when that German soldier is just, like, slowly putting the knife into the Jewish guy, his chest. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And he's just, like, doing it so slow. And, like, the whole time I think he's, like, whispering, like, shh, shh. I think he's doing that, right?
Yeah.
I can't watch that.
That shit's fucked up.
That's so, like...
The idea of getting slowly stabbed like that is...
Yeah, it's unnerving.
So, that's my pick of the week. Raid of Redemption. Right fucking on. Netflix, everything. Watch people fuck each other up.
Will do.
All right. Friends us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheDocuStation. Follow Joel and me and join Toy Deletes' his Instagram account.
I actually thought about doing that the other day.
And I know, you talked about it.
You've been talking about it.
It's going off the grid.
Here's the thing.
You wouldn't be able to be so full of hatred.
I watched this thing on orangutans the other day about how their where they live is getting destroyed because people are collecting palm tree oil. And they might go extinct, and they share 97% of our DNA. I hate humanity. I wish half the population on this planet was dead. And I think the human race is a parasite.
We are disease. On that note,
we are the plague of the universe.
Dude, we are done. We are fucked up. On that note, catch you later.